fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey all, Peter Zion here, coming to you from a slightly chilly Colorado. Today we're taking a question from the Patreon page, and specifically, are there any medications out there in anti-aging or anti-Alzheimer's that I think are going to change the math when it comes to global aging, specifically in the American and the Chinese contexts? Short version is no. Longer version, there is something called monoclonal antibodies. The idea is it destroys or inhibits the growth of the bad cells in the brain, basically, that contribute to dementia and Alzheimer's specifically. But they are fabulously expensive, and they really are do a shit job of what they say they do. According to the literature, which is all glow, it only reduces cognitive decline by like 30% over an 18-month period, which is not enough really to move the needle in any meaningful way. The problem is starting about age 59 or 60, we all start going through a cognitive and physical decline, and it really accelerates at age 62 to 63, and then that's one of the reasons why we retire at age 65, and why a lot of people take early retirement before that. So if you really want to solve this problem from a demographic issue, a labor force issue, a tax receipt issue, you have to extend the age of retirement well past 65, at least to 70. And you need a medical treatment that allows people to be productive for all of that extended period. Remember, people are already starting to slip before age 65. There's also an issue of timing. Remember that the baby boomers, the largest generation in American history, are mostly retired already. And the youngest ones are already 60. So you're talking about less than one quarter of the cohort, if the drugs were ready today, could have their working lives extended for a few years. For most of them, it's already too late. And the next generation down, Gen X, it's my generation, there just aren't enough of us to really move the needle, even if we all could work an extra 5 years. And I assure you, we do not plan to. As for the rest of the world, the situation is actually far worse, because in the United States, at least, our baby boomers had kids. We know those as the millennials. And maybe these technological leaps, these drugs that don't yet exist, will exist by the time it's time for the millennials to retire. That's another 20 years from now. But for the rest of the world, there really isn't a millennial cohort. So the people who are retiring right now in Japan and China and Korea and Taiwan and Germany and Italy and all the rest, you know, this is it. And so if the drugs aren't ready today, it's already too late. Now, there is one medication out there that may make a difference. And that's this class of drugs that is represented broadly by Ozempic. The idea that you can have people lose a lot of weight real quickly. Well, you know, being overweight, having cardiovascular disease, having heart congestions, that's not good for your health. And if these drugs do end up working in the long run as advertised, and they can reduce inflammation throughout your body and keep your body weight down, well, there might be a conversation to be had there. But these medications are new. They've only been around 2-3 years for any practical data, and we just don't know what the long-term impacts, good or bad, will be. So even if they were immediately 1/10 the cost that they are right now, because they're very expensive, and even if we could apply them at mass, and even if they were 100% positive with no side effects, very doubtful for all of those things, it's still only a maybe, because we just don't know yet. But for the Americans and the Chinese, where their equivalents of the baby boomers are already 1 foot into retirement, no, it's too late. We don't even have a drug that's on the horizon at the moment that looks like it can solve the problems that we need to. About the only approach you can take is what they've been doing in Korea and to a lesser degree in, say, Scandinavia, where they focus on human health from birth. The reason why the Koreans and the Swedes and the rest in that class live so long is they get a lot of exercise, they have a very good diet, and they have a high standard of emotional living writ large. It's not very sexy, requires a fair amount of elbow grease, and you have to start young. But that is still the only and best way to extend life that we've figured out so far.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.